This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. At a news conference, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says in the last few days, Ukraine has been making progress in its counteroffensive against Russia.
Some notable progress by Ukrainian armed forces on that southern line of advance coming out of the Zaporizhia area. And they have achieved some success against that second line of Russian defenses.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, former owner of the famous Harrods department store in London, whose son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana, has died, according to the football club he once owned. He was 94. Al-Fayed was a self-made Egyptian businessman who also owned the Fulham Football Club at one time. He was devastated by the death of his son, Dadi Fayed, in the car crash in Paris with Princess Diana. It was 26 years ago. He spent the rest of his life mourning that loss.
Le but pour nous, c'est d'aller au plus vite.
Gabon's coup leader on Friday said the junta's aim was to move quickly but steadily and surely to avoid election repeats that made mistakes to repeat those mistakes. He said that the country would be more democratic under the military rule than it was under the previous administration, which they overthrew. Hong Kong and China's southeastern coastline absorbed super typhoon Saloa, which authorities said could rate among the five strongest to hit the southern province since 1949. We are now waiting on word on how bad it was on Hong Kong and on the mainland once they can get out and assess the damage.